We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Simone Oif Tohor, Halacha Dalid. In middle of paragraph Beis, the subparagraph that begins with the words V'alkein Yefsher Lechol Oif Tohor. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 140, left-hand column, about a third of the way down the page. V'alkein, based on what we've been learning till now, will understand why Yefsher Lechol Oif Tohor Kim B'Mesoiris. We don't know which are the kosher birds that a person is allowed to eat unless we have it mamish as a tradition passed down from generation to generation. Shehu b'chinas Torah shebal peh, kefi ma shemosru lanu rabbeisenu zechon levracha. Kanal. That's Torah shebal peh. Ki Yefsher lihinotzel midaitom horo kim al yidei Torah shebal peh. Because it's impossible for a Jew to be saved from the wrong type of ideology and everything of these scientists who do not believe in Torah, who do not believe in Hashem, other than kiyum al yedei Torah shebal peh, she'onu b'nei Yisrael ein soim, other than through the Torah shebal peh, she'onu b'nei Yisrael ein soimchin al shum perush b'Torah shebichsav al pidarki hamalitza roh shelahem. We religious Jews do not rely on any other interpretations of the Torah Shebichsav. People that interpret it homiletically and other, you know, using their own thoughts or philosophical things. Kiyim kemoi shemosru lan rabbi senuzal b'Torah Shebal Peh. But rather, the only authoritative commentary on the Torah Shebichsav is the Torah Shebal Peh. And those meforshim that base their commentary on the Torah Shebal Peh. Ki b'ha-Torah ein mefurosh klal dinei tatfilin im yeh shel oyer ve'echan mokim kishros meprotius. In the written Torah, there is just about no details at all about the mitzvah of tefillin. It doesn't say that it should be made of leather or where you should tie it. It says ukshatam, tie it where? Tie it where? Tie it what? Im al kafayat or al kiboros, should I tie it on my palm or on my upper arm? V'chulu etc. V'chein b'shari mitzvahs. And the same thing is true regarding the other mitzvahs. V'chein kiblu rabbi senuzal shetchias hamesim afoirash batoiro kama shalomdu mikama psukim. And so too we know, for example, the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the beginning of Chelik shows that the rabbis knew how to learn out from the Torah Shebichsav that there's tchias hamesim. V'chein b'shari yisoidei hoemuna. And so too regarding some of the other most basic and foundations of our faith in Hashem and Tzadikim and explaining, understanding the Torah and the mitzvahs, kulam einonu saimchim kiim kemoi sheper shalom rabbi senazal bigamara upaiskim. Regarding all of these, we only rely on our rabbis of the Torah Shebal Peh, of the Gemara, of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Halacha, to be the true authoritative explanation and interpretation of the written Torah, of the Torah Shebichsav. V'zeh merumas bedin zeh oif tohar nechal b'mesayres. And this is what's hinted to in the statement that's made in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, that kosher birds are eaten through tradition, b'mesayres. Mesayres meaning Torah Shebal Peh. Ki daiko al yedei mesoiris, bechinas Torah Shebal Peh, yechoylen lovoy lehisrachek min achov dalet oifois tmeim, because it's only through masoris, through the Torah Shebal Peh, that we can distance ourselves from the 24 types of non-kosher birds, shemishtalshil yinikosan michov dalet sifri amikra, which are the other side, and they draw their nourishment from the 24 books of the written Torah, of the Torah Shebichsav. Ki daiko al yedei ha-mesoiris, b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh, anu nivdol mehem. Because it's specifically through our tradition, our mesoiris, which means our Torah Shebal Peh, that's what differentiates us from the other side being the non-believers, you know. Ki ha-mesoiris, b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh, malamei deisonu lefarash Torah Shebichsav, al pi ho emes, kemoi shekibur rabbi senuz al kanal. Because our tradition, the Torah Shebal Peh, is what teaches us how to interpret the Torah Shebichsav properly and faithfully as we received from our rabbis going back to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Paragraph Gimel, V'ze shenosnu rabbeinu zal simen lo'ifos tmeim al yidei hu achila. And this is why our rabbis have given us another way to identify these non-kosher species of birds by their eating. By eating. Ki im hu doirei svoichel hu bevadai tomei. If it tears its prey and stomps on it and then eats it, then it's definitely a non-kosher bird. Ki ha oifois tmeim yoinkim me kanfe anochoshanal shiesh lanu mola b'toich piyot v'chulu. Because these non-kosher species of birds draw from the wings of the snake that we mentioned earlier. That was a reference to the chapter in Likut Imran that this halacha is based on, where Rabbeinu Zalveir speaks about this. About this snake that has a nemola in its mouth. It has like an ant in its mouth. Whereby this snake is trying to overcome and to defeat and swallow the nemola. The nemola in this case symbolizes the true chacham, the true tzaddik. And again, as Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in the chapter on Likut Imran that we quoted earlier, V'alkein hasimin tumo hu befiho. And this is why the sign by which we can tell if the bird is a non-kosher species is in its mouth. She'im hu doirei svoichel, if it tears its prey and eats it, bevadai tome, that's definitely a non-kosher bird. Ki ze mare sheroitze lehizgaber ba'achiloso liyoiz doirei svoichel, lidrois chas sholnes hanemola. Because this indicates that this that this bird is trying to, through its achila, to tear and destroy the nemola that we spoke about earlier, which is the true tzaddik, the true tamid chachamim. Ki mishom yenika so'oifois tmeim kanal. Because it's from there, from the Torah shebichsav, that these oifois tmeim draw their power from, their spiritual power. Aval Hashem lo yazvenu biyodoi. However, Hashem will not allow these Rishoim to succeed, to destroy the true tzaddikim, and to try to block the true interpretation of the Torah, which is based on the Torah Shebal Peh, from being revealed. V'yatzilas ha'nemola mipia, and Hashem rescues and saves the nemola, which represents the true chacham, the true tzaddik, from the mouth of the snake, which in this case symbolizes these bad, these evil chachamim, these chachamim who misinterpret the Torah, not using the Torah Shebal Peh at all, using their own interpretations, using their own literary analysis, Bible criticism, that kind of stuff. Kisfas emes tikoin load bimhero b'yameinu amein, because the truth will be established permanently, mitzvah Hashem, very soon in our time. Baruch Hashem. With this, we complete the laws of Simone Oif Toher. Now, Rav Nosson Zal goes on to Hilchos Dogim, the laws regarding which species of fish are kosher and which are unkosher. And we'll have five halachas here.